今天证道的经文是在彼得前书二章十八到二十五节。彼得前书二章十八到二十五节，你们做仆人的要凡事要存敬畏的心顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。倘若人为叫耐心对的，叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看为是可喜爱的。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人的监督了。这是今天证道的经文。
Thank you, Lulu. If you've ever spent a few minutes observing a group of young children playing games in a playground,
如果你曾经花一些时间注意到说有一群年轻人在游乐场的在玩游戏的时候，
you're likely to hear many happy sounds.
你可能会听到很多很快乐的声音，
excited voices.
很兴奋的叫声，
energetic squeals，
他们尖叫声，
calling out to each other，
他们呼唤彼此的名字，
and much laughter，
还有很多很多的笑声。
But if you listen long enough until something goes wrong, you're also likely to hear a certain phrase.
但是如果听得够久的话，你会听到有些事情啊，好像有些事情发生了，你会听到一句话。
Sooner or later, at least one of the children，
那迟早有一个孩子会这么说。
And maybe several of them will yell out, "Not fair!"
他们大声说不公平。
Often an argument over the rules will follow that.
那接下来你会听到一连串他们在讨论这个游戏规则的一些争论。
Or the offended child will simply try twice as hard to win.
或是那个被触犯的那个孩子呢，他会很努力的想要能够赢得这个游戏。
Just to prove that they are right.
只是要证明说他是对的。
Or they may give up and leave the game.
或者那孩子他们就会放弃了离开了。
After all, who wants to play a game when the rules aren't fair?
对不对？谁想要玩这个游戏呢？如果这个游戏的规则是不公平的时候呢？
Does it bug you when life isn't fair?
那当你的生命很不公平的时候，怎么困扰你呢？
I know it bugs me.
我觉得它很困扰我。
And I haven't faced anything truly terrible.
那其实对我没有真的面对什么事情是很可怕的。
Yet when little things annoy me, I'm quick to say to myself, "It's not fair."
那很多小事情烦扰困扰我的时候，我就很容易就会说这不公平哎。
Hopefully, no one hears me yell out loud.
那希望你们没有听到我大声的这样说。
Yet I know that many people, including some of you here today, have faced grievous injustice.
那我知道当我们在座当中很多弟兄姐妹都曾经面对一些很严重的一些不公义的事情。
I know of one person in our church who was injured 7 years ago through someone else's negligence.
那我知道我们当中有一个人呢，他曾经在7年前他受了一个很大的一个受伤，是因为别人的疏忽。
Because of her injury, she has been unable to work and has had trouble accessing proper medical treatment.
那因为他的受伤呢，他没有办法工作，也让他没有办法负担那沉重的医药费。
And she's been fighting the case in court for 7 years.
说她已经在法院里面走法院，已经走了7年的时间了。
7 years is a mighty long time to wait for justice.
7年，我等待一个公义是很长很长的时间。
Some of you know firsthand that life can be very unfair.
你们有些人，你们有第一手经验，知道我们的生命有时候是很不公平的。
When I read today's passage in 1 Peter a couple weeks ago,With its reference to slaves and cruel masters, my first reaction was, "It's not fair."
当我在几个礼拜前开始准备着讲道的时候，我读到彼得前书的这个经文的时候，他面对讲道说一个主人跟仆人的故事的时候，我的第一个反应就是说，这不公平。
My second reaction was that it's not fair that I'm the one who has to preach about it.
那我第二个反应是说，我很不公平耶，为什么我要讲这篇道呢？
Right? Why not Pastor Callum or Pastor Doris?
为什么不是 Callum 或是 Doris 在讲道呢？
In today's passage, Peter is talking to people who face great injustices.
那今天经文里面呢，彼得是跟那天讲到说，他们的生命遇到很多不公义的事情。
And often through no fault of their own.
那这些事情不公义发生，并不是因为他们做错了什么事情。
Life has not been fair.
生命没有一直是公平的。
Now, Peter is not talking here about when we misbehave and get the consequences.
那彼得这里讲的并不是说我们做错了事情，我们得到了一些报应。
When we do something that we know is wrong and reap the consequences, actually, we know deep inside it is fair.
那我们如果说我们不小心做错了一些事情，那我们得到一些报应，其实在我们心里面我们知道这是公平的。
Although it can still be very annoying.
我们还是觉得很烦。
The last time I got a parking ticket, I was very annoyed by it.
那上次我拿到一个停车的一个罚单，我觉得很烦。
I thought I had a good reason to park there.
我觉得我有很好理由可以停车停在那里。
I was parking near the hospital, and I was in a hurry to go visit someone there.
我停在医院那里，我只是为了要去赶快去拜访一个人。
But in the end, I had to admit that I clearly broke the rules.
但是最后我知道我已经犯法了，触犯了一个规矩。
I got what I deserved.
我得到我应得的报应。
But that is not the kind of situation that Peter is talking about here.
那这个情况并不是彼得现在在讲的一个状况。
Peter is not talking about occasions when we reap the consequences of our own misbehavior.
那彼得不是讲的不是因为我们自己一错误的作为得到了一些报应。
But neither is he dealing here with tragic situations where no one is at fault.
那他这里讲的也不是因为别人的犯错我们得到了一些处罚一些结果。
Even though these can be terribly painful.
那虽然这些事情可能会让我们觉得很痛苦。
Because we live in a fallen world, we sometimes suffer in situations that are totally unrelated to anything we did.
那因为我们处在这个败坏的一个世界，很多时候我们得到面对的一些事情，并不是我们能够一些行我们做的坏事而导致的。
We all face these kinds of events in our lives.
我们常常面对在我们生命中面对这样的事情。
Sometimes they are truly tragic.
有时候是很悲剧的。
A hard-working employee is downsized.
有一个很认真的一个员工，他被遣散了。
And loses her job.
他失去了他的工作。
A family is forced to relocate because of rising housing costs.
比如家人他们必须要搬家，因为那个房价越来越高。
Or a person with a healthy lifestyle dies unexpectedly.
或是一向很健康的一个人，突然不知道为什么原因他过世了。
In these situations, we often question God.
那这种情况之下，我们常常来问神。
Where are you, God?
你在哪里啊，神？
And like Job, we find no easy answers.
就像约伯一样，我们很难找到一个真正的一个好的答案。
It's just not fair.
就是不公平。
These situations are immensely difficult and life-changing.
这些情况是非常很艰难的，而且会改变我们生命的。
But in this passage, Peter is talking about another scenario that goes even further.
那在这个情况，今天彼得讲的是一个更远的一个状况。
That is when we suffer as a direct result of the good we have done.
今天彼得所讲的是，我们受苦是因为我们做了一些好事。
This is not suffering the consequences of our wrong actions.
并不是因为我们做错事情得到了一些报应。
Nor is it suffering from what seems like random chance.
或是一些因为意外的发生。
It is suffering precisely because we tried to do good.
它这事情的发生是因为我们真的想要做一些善事，一些好事。
Several years ago, I met a pastor who lived in a community with many social challenges.
那几年前我认识有一个牧师，他住在一群人他当中的一群人呢，他们常面对很多社会的一些挑战。
He sometimes intervened personally to help people.
很多时候他自己会干涉他们来去帮助他们。
And he put his own safety at risk.
他完全不顾自己的安全。
A year or so later, I heard that he had done so again.
那几年以后，我听说他又这么做了。
He happened to stop at a gas station to fill up his vehicle.
那他有一天，他停在一个加油站，把他那加油。
While he was there at the gas station, he noticed a man threatening a woman.
那在那加油站那里，他注意到有一个男人，他正在威胁一个女人。
The man was about to attack the woman violently.
那个男人正要去那个攻击那个女士。
This pastor stepped in between the two people, hoping to protect the woman.
所以这个牧师他就介入他们当中，他想要保护这个女士。
The angry man then struck the pastor in the head and in the abdomen.
那个男人呢，他就攻击那个牧师他的头和他的肚子。
And he knocked him unconscious.
把他打昏了。
The pastor suffered a concussion and a broken rib.
那这个牧师最后就是脑震荡，还有他的一个他肋骨都破都断了。
His recovery took far longer than he hoped.
那他恢复的时间呢，比他想象还要长。
And it stretched from weeks to months to years.
从几个星期到几个月到几年。
He eventually had to resign from his position.
最后他必须要辞职。
He could not work.
他没有办法工作。
He suffered in a life-altering way.
他的经历，他改变他整个的生命。
All because he tried to help someone else.
只是因为他想要帮助别人。
I'm sure that some of you could tell other stories of great injustice.
那我相信你们当中很多人有更好的故事可以分享这些不公义的事情。
About people who are only trying to help.
那关于那些人，他只是为了要做好事帮助别人。
Perhaps you have suffered in this way.
或许你自己也因为这样受苦。
This kind of suffering puts us on a very difficult journey.
那这样的受苦呢，让我们在我们的这个旅程呢，更辛苦了。
As we try to sort out the many questions and many emotions we feel.
因为我们很多的问题要问，我们很多复杂的情绪。
We usually feel angry at the people who mistreated us.
我们通常对那些对我们不友善的人，我们会觉得很生气。
And we often feel very angry at God.
很多时候我们对神很生气。
Even betrayed by him.
或甚至会我们会背叛的神。
Doesn't God promise to look after His children?
神不是要他不是答应我们要好好照顾他的子女的吗？
Especially when they try to do good.
甚至是他特别是他们试着想要做好事的时候吗？
The Bible does not hide the fact that life is full of these kinds of injustices.
但是圣经里面他并没有试着去掩藏这些充满了不公义的事情。
God does not ask us to pretend that we don't feel angry or bitter or confused.
那神并没有我们要去假装说没有，我们没有生气，我们没有苦读，或是我们觉得很困惑。
Many of the Psalms were written by David in his deep despair at the cruelty he suffered.
那很多大卫他所写的诗篇呢，就是在他处于一个很沮丧时候所写出来的。
David wrote in Psalm 109, "In return for my friendship." They accuse me, but I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship.
在诗篇109篇4到5节，大卫这么说：他们与我为敌，以报我爱；但我专心祈祷，他们向我以恶报善，以恨报爱。
Maybe you know what this is like.
或许你自己知道这是感觉是怎么样。
Jesus certainly does.
耶稣真的知道。
These Bible verses are prophetic.
那这些圣经里面的经文是一个预表式的。
They describe some of Jesus' own experience.
他描述的是耶稣他自己的一些经验。
This same psalm is later quoted in the book of Acts.
那这个同样这个诗篇这个经文呢，在后面使徒行传也引用这个经文。
As referring to when Judas betrayed Jesus.
他讲的就是犹大他背叛了一个耶稣。
So God himself in the person of Jesus has entered into this experience of being betrayed.
说神借着耶稣的形象，他自己经历了这个背叛。
Jesus knows firsthand what it's like to do good to others.
那耶稣自己本身有亲自的经验，知道说你对别人很好。
Only to be betrayed and abused by those he tried to help.
但是却被那些他想要帮助的人背叛。
When Peter, in today's passage, writes about suffering for doing good, he wants to encourage us.
那彼得他今天所写的经文说，我们他为了要行善而得到一些不好的对待的时候，他是想要鼓励我们。
In verse 20, he says that if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God.
在第二十节，他讲到说，你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看着是可喜爱的。
Peter singles out this type of suffering, suffering for doing good, as commendable.
彼得特意把这个地方把它拿出来讲，他说这样的受苦是为了要行善，你忍忍耐的话，在神是看为可喜爱的。
But in many other ways, Peter's other words here don't seem very encouraging.
但是在其他的一些话里面呢，你觉得彼得的话并不觉得很让人觉得很受鼓励。
He is in effect telling us to not be surprised.
其实他告诉我们说，你不要觉得太惊讶。
If we suffer for doing good.
如果我们因为行善而受苦的话。
In fact, we should expect it.
事实上，我们应该预料得到的。
In verse 21, Peter says, "To this you were called."
因为在二十一节，彼得这么说：“你们蒙召，原来是为此。”
We are called to follow Jesus to the point of expecting to be mistreated at times.
我们跟随主耶稣，那我们知道说，在某一个点上，我们可能会被别人不好的对待。
Even when we do good.
甚至就算我们做好事的时候。
Why?
为什么呢？
Peter writes, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
彼得说，因为基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
We will all face injustice and suffering in this life.
我们在这个生命里面，我们常会面对一些不公平或是痛苦。
It is a fact of life.
这会改变了我们生命。
We are not removed from this reality because we follow Jesus.
我们不会因为跟随了耶稣而不会面对这些苦难。
In fact, we will face even more of it.
事实上，我们会面对更多。
And we will often find no answers for questions of why is this happening?
那很多时候我们就会问说，为什么会这样子呢？
But one thing we know.
但是有一件事情我们知道的。
When we walk through suffering and injustice.
当我们经历了这些痛苦和不公义的事情的时候。
We walk where Jesus walked.
我们知道耶稣也经历过。
Peter says that then we follow in his steps.
彼得说，我们跟随他的脚踪行。
In fact, Jesus walks there with us.
其实事实上，耶稣跟着我们同行。
Christ has faced the ultimate pain and suffering.
耶稣他已经经历了最大的一个痛苦。
He has faced the ultimate injustice.
他面对了这最大的一个不公义。
As he went to the cross.
因为他为我们的罪钉上十字架。
And he did so for you and for me.
他这么做是为你和为我。
Peter now encourages us to follow in Christ's steps.
彼得现在鼓励我们要跟随耶稣的脚踪行。
Because when we face injustice and suffering, then we walk with Jesus in a special way.
因为当我们面对这些不公义或苦难的时候，我们就用一个特别的方法来跟随耶稣，跟他一起同行。
As we read in Psalm 23, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为在诗篇23讲到说，虽然我经过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害。
Then we discover the next phrase is also true.
那接下来我们看下一段经文也是正确的，也是事实真的。
It says, "For you are with me."
因为你与我同在。
Jesus walks through the valley of suffering with us.
耶稣他经过死荫的幽谷，与我们一起同行。
Because he has been there before us.
因为他曾经经历过。
He knows that path very well.
他知道那个路会领向哪里。
And he does not leave us to walk it alone.
他不要我们自己一个人独自前行。
He walks it with us.
他与我们同行。
More than anyone else who ever lived,Jesus suffered flagrant injustice.
那比起这世上任何人，耶稣他自己亲自的一个经历了这个最大的一个不公义。
He suffered painful cruelty.
他经历了这些很痛苦的一些残酷的酷刑。
And only for doing good.
只是因为他做了好事。
None of us is perfectly innocent in the way we live.
那我们很多人呢，我们并不是在很多事情上，我们并不是都是无辜的。
And even when we suffer for doing good, we do so imperfectly.
那虽然有时候你会觉得说，我们因为做了善事，我们得到了一些报应，那只是因为我们并不是那么的完美。
But not one speck of Jesus' sufferings was because of his own sin.
但是耶稣所经历的并不是因为他有犯罪。
He didn't bring any of it on himself.
他没有自己本身没有犯罪。
In verse 22, Peter quotes Isaiah 53.
在二十二节，那彼得他引用了以赛亚书五十三章九节。
It says, "He Jesus committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth."
他讲说，他就是耶稣，虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与二人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
None of Jesus' suffering was due to his own sin.
耶稣所经历的并不是因为他犯了罪。
For he had no sin.
因为他没有犯罪。
All of his suffering was due to our sin.
他所经历这一切是因为我们的罪。
We find it so unfair when we suffer bad treatment for doing good.
那我们会觉得说，当我们因为行善而得到不好的待遇的时候，我们觉得很不公平。
But Jesus suffered bad treatment not only for doing good.
那可是耶稣受到这样待遇，并不是不只是因为他做了善事。
But he suffered it because of the evil we had done.
而是因为我们所做的一些坏事。
The beginning of verse 24 tells us.He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross.
在二十四节讲到说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当我们的罪。
So Jesus not only suffered for doing good, he also took on all the suffering we deserve for doing bad.
那耶稣他被他受这样苦难，并不是因为他做了好事，不是他做了坏事，而是他承担了我们所有的罪，我们做的坏事。
He took on himself.The punishment for our sin.
他为我们的罪，他承担了这些的惩罚。
Christ did good.
耶稣做了好事。
And he reaped injustice.
他收到的，得到的是一个不公平的待遇。
We did bad.
我们做坏事。
And we reap blessing.
我们得到的是祝福。
We sinned.
我们犯罪。
And he was punished.
他被惩罚。
He took our punishment.
他承担了我们的处罚
and we share in his reward.
我们分享了他的天上的荣耀，他的奖赏。
The end of verse 24 says that he did all of this so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed.
在二十四节还讲到说，他在罪上死。死就可以在义上活，因他受了鞭伤，你们便得活，得医治。
By Christ's wounds, we enjoy healing.
那因为耶稣所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Because he took the punishment we deserved, we can enjoy healing from all the scars of sin.
因为他为我们的罪担当了承担了这些惩罚，所以我们的一些我们因为罪所得到的鞭伤都能够医治了。
We are given a new start.
我们有个新的开始
A new life.
一个新的生命
We are dead to the controlling power of sin.
那对罪的罪的能力已经没有对我们没有掌控的能力了
And we are given the ability to do good.
那我们就给这个能力我们可以行善
We are completely forgiven.
我们是完全被赦免了
We are washed clean of our guilt.
我们的罪都被洗净了
Our shame is taken away.
我们的羞耻都已经被挪去了
And we enjoy healing.From the effects of sin.
我们能够得在罪里面得到了医治。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹
is this fair?
这公平吗
No.
不公平。
It's not fair.
这一点都不公平。
It's great for us.
对我们很好。
But it's not at all fair for God.
可对神讲是不公平的。
We deserve the punishment.
我们应该受到处罚。
But in the greatest instance of injustice in all of history,Jesus takes the consequences we deserve.
但是在这个伟大的历史里面，耶稣为我们的罪，他承担了所有的惩罚。
He gives us the life that he alone deserves.
那他给我们他应该得享的那个生命。
It is not fair.
这是不公平的。
It has been called the great exchange.
这被称呼是一个很伟大的一个交换。
But let's admit it.
那我们承认。
This exchange is not fair.
这个交换是不公平的。
We benefit immensely.
那我们很大大的一个承受了这个好处
But only because our God has suffered terribly.
是因为我们的神他受到很大的苦难
It is not fair.
这是不公平的
But he has taken all the injustice on himself.
他把所有的不义都担待在自己身上
Today we celebrate communion.
今天我们要庆祝圣餐
The Lord's Supper.
主的晚餐
When we remember how Jesus took our punishment On the cross.
我们要记得主耶稣如何在十字架为我们的罪担当了上了十字架。
There's a profound hymn that says, "May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for Thee, even Thy cup of grief to share. Thou hast borne all for me."
有一首诗歌，它里面歌词讲到说：“我真甘心，我真情愿，背十字架跟主，我愿与主同尝苦悲，因主为我受苦。”
Please rise and sing with me that hymn.
那我们一起起立唱这首诗歌。
Number 176.
就是在